Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's HealthLock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Do you have a warning to Iran, to Hezbollah?
I think they've understood that if they enter the war in a significant way, the response will be very, very powerful. And I hope they don't make that mistake.
Thanks to that new poll from the Times, we already know he's struggling in even before this war. Could this war cost him re-election?
Yes, it could.
Do you know how many miles he traveled on Amtrak? And I said, no, he said a million. I think it was 320,000 miles.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
New Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll-free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We have James Comer, the House Oversight Committee, on tonight. As we now have the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, they are now moving forward in their investigation into the Biden family syndicate, if you will. And they have now sent out subpoenas for interviews for Hunter Biden, for James Biden, which is Joe's brother, and for Rob Walker. We're also expecting many more letters to be sent out as well for other people so that they will go in and they will have to testify. These subpoenas are going to go out left, right, and sideways in the days to come. I know it's taken a long time in some people's minds, but in the case of Congressman Comer, what he has wanted to do is he wanted to get to the bottom of this, and he wanted to follow the money. And this is where he found now 10, if you include Joe Biden, 10 Biden family members have been paid what he is describing and their business associates and their companies over $24 million just from China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, and Kazakhstan itself. I mean, that is a massive amount of money. So now the president's son, the president's brother, other Biden family associates connected to the record and the evidence obtained by that committee is now going to have a lot of substantive questions based on what they have discovered up to this point. Now, this investigation is going in tandem with what is happening in the House Ways and Means Committee and Jason Smith, but also with the House Judiciary Committee, and that is the issue of whether or not the Department of Justice and the FBI have been weaponized and whether they've been protecting Biden family members. Now, for example, Daily Caller has a piece out. Congressman Jim Jordan, who's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, has uncovered new evidence showing that top FBI officials actually ordered a field agent to monitor and, when necessary, censor conservative material that they considered disinformation. And by the way, some of the censored material, my name is directly associated with it. I was on the list to censor information. On top of that, we know in the lead up to the 2020 election that the FBI was meeting weekly with big tech companies, warning them they may be victims of a disinformation campaign, and that disinformation campaign may be about Hunter Biden or Joe Biden. Now, the FBI, we now know, they knew in December of 2019, but likely probably earlier, about Hunter Biden's laptop. By March of 2019, they knew about the laptop. By March of 2020, they had, you know, they found it to be authentic and confirmed it to be authentic. And yet they're warning all these big companies. And then specifically when companies like then Twitter and Facebook actually asked the FBI, is this Hunter Biden laptop story true? They would not give them an answer. All right. Here to put it all together, as only he can, as the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, our friend Jim Jordan is with us. Sir, how are you?
I'm fine, Sean.
By the way, can you explain to me who targeted me and tried to censor me? Because I've already had thousands of my personal text messages released to the public. I have no privacy in this country anymore. Personally, I find it offensive, but I don't think I have any recourse, do I?
Other than us exposing this and them stopping it, and there that is beginning to happen, that they're, I think, pulling back. And I don't think you're going to see this kind of stuff take place in the 2024 election, as you described, that took place in 2020. But it was here's the kicker, Sean. They were censoring your stuff and using your tax money to do it, because these were government agencies partnering with big academia and big tech to set up this system, this software system, where they basically had this dashboard where they say, take down this tweet, limit the visibility of this post. And it was President Trump. It was Sean Hannity, Mike Huckabee, Molly Hemingway. I mean, you just go down the list of conservatives, and it was disproportionately conservatives that they targeted. Now, we got the good case that's happened in the Fifth Circuit, that good decision. I think it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and we'll get a good ruling there to limit these agencies' ability to do this. There's been a story in the Washington Post saying that universities are backing off of this because we've called so many of them in, it's costing them, you know, attorney fees to come in when we ask them questions, and we were able to do all this and expose what they're doing and put that out there with that report earlier this week. So I think we're making real progress here, and that's important as we head into this next election.
Let me get to the heart of this. Based on what Comer is doing in his committee and based on what you're discovering in your committee and the DOJ now tightening rules for prosecutors when probing Congress, okay, that's only part of it. But we also have, the Daily Caller had this, unearthed emails showing the stonewalling the FBI agent had orders from the Bureau's officials to censor. But then it goes further. You had a closed-door interview meeting with David Weiss. He's the special prosecutor now. That was only recently that happened. And it turns out that he corroborated what the IRS whistleblowers had to say, and that he did not have the charging authority that I believe under oath that the attorney general said that he did have. Did the attorney general not go before Congress and say that in fact he had the authority to charge in other jurisdictions?
Yeah, he said it, and so did David Weiss in his initial letter to me, where he said he had the ultimate authority to determine when, where, and whether to bring any charges against Hunter Biden. But during the deposition, he was directly asked, did you ever seek special attorney status, which would have given him the status under Section 515 of the code, given him the status to take a case and prosecute it in some other United States attorney's district. He was asked, did you ever request that? His answer was, yes, I did, in the spring of 2022. And here's the important fact. He requested that from Department of Justice, the main Justice Department, just prior to going to the District of Columbia U.S. attorney and asking, would you partner with me on the prosecution? So he asked to get that power before he went. When he goes there, the district attorney says, no, I'm not going to partner with you. And then he never got that status until just this August, when he requested it, of course, after the whole case blew, fell apart with the plea agreement. So that directly confirms what whistleblower Gary Shapley told us. Their testimony has stood up after we've done 7 different depositions now, and all the information we've uncovered, the whistleblower's testimony has been confirmed and validated every single time.
Are any of these facts wrong? Did the FBI have a copy of Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Did they corroborate its authenticity in March of 2020? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, then can you explain to this country, if they knew the laptop was real, they also knew, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the likes of Rudy Giuliani and others had copies of this Hunter Biden laptop. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
So then why would FBI agents be meeting weekly in the months leading up to the 2020 election, warning all of these big tech companies they may be a victim of a disinformation campaign, and specifically told it may be about Joe Biden and it may be about Hunter Biden? Was that pre-bunking a very real and true story that they probably knew, if they have any political sense at all, would be extremely damaging to Joe Biden's presidential aspirations?
Well, that's what I think. That's what you think. I think that's what your audience thinks. I think that's what most common sense Americans think. They would tell you, people in national security and intelligence communities would tell you, well, we knew Russia tried to interfere with previous elections. We thought it was going to happen again. So they will go back to that as their talking point and the point they make. Because frankly, they did that when we interviewed Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, and others who were associated with those 51 people who signed that letter. But
in light of the fact that they knew it was authentic and they knew it was true and they knew it was real, and yet they're warning big tech that they may be a victim and of misinformation about Joe and Hunter. And then when they knew the truth and these companies went to them, they were being responsible. They said, you've been warning us about this. Is the laptop story published in the New York Post true? They wouldn't give them an answer. Why not?
Here's what's funny, and we've discovered this in depositions. There was one point where one agent said, yes, it's accurate. We have the laptop. And then in a subsequent meeting that same day, now this is right when the New York Post story comes out, October 14th, 2020. That same day, there's another meeting later that day with Facebook people, and they say no comment. So someone slipped up right away, and then they backed off of it, and then later confirmed with each other, the government did. And the next time they got asked later that day, they said no comment. But they did keep that information. Here's the other thing, Sean. They not only kept it from them when it happened, when Scott Brady, the U.S. attorney in the Western District of Pennsylvania, was tasked in early 2020, January 3rd, 2020, with filtering all information related to Hunter Biden and Ukraine. He was tasked with that job. He went to the FBI. Give me that information. It'll filter through me as the attorney general wants me to do. And then I'll get it to David Weiss or the Southern District of New York, wherever they have a grand jury and they're looking at possible prosecution. They never told him about the laptop. We asked him about this 2 weeks ago. We said, when did you learn about the laptop? And he got this smile on his face. He said, I learned about it when you did, when it came out in the press on October 14th, 2020. I'm like, they didn't share that with you? Did that surprise you? Yes, it surprised me. It surprised the agents we had working on the case, the U.S. attorneys we had working on the case. So they kept it from him as well. And he was supposed to be the clearinghouse for all information related to Hunter Biden and Ukraine.
Quick break, right back. We'll continue our final moments with the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, on the other side, and then your calls, Ted Cruz, and much more. We continue now with the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, our final moments with Jim Jordan. How do you react to the stories just out yesterday and today that Hunter Biden, through his attorneys, wants his father's Justice Department, DOJ, to investigate smoking gun witness Tony Bobulinski? That's number one. Number two, Hunter's scandal, you know, his attorney again is asking the Speaker Johnson to cancel your investigation, Jason Smith's investigation, and James Comer's investigations into the Biden family completely. Now, why would they do that, considering we've discovered all these shell corporations, 10 Biden family members now Comer believes have been paid, $24 million just from the countries that I mentioned, China, Russia, Ukraine, Romania, Kazakhstan. Why would you stop your investigation under any circumstances? Because what we're talking about here is, did Joe Biden take actions that benefited his family or himself? And in the case of Burisma, using taxpayer money to do it.
Yeah, I think you hit on it right there, Sean. The reason they're making these moves is because they know this story is so the country gets it. The storyline is as simple as it gets. Politician takes actions that benefit his family financially, and then there's an effort to sweep it under the rug. And the effort to sweep it under the rug is all the things we've been talking about, all the things David Weiss did. I mean, he's been at this now almost 6 years. Investigation for that long a time, and yet finally get special counsel status, lets the statute of limitations lapse for the years when Hunter Biden...
The Burisma years.
Yeah, the Burisma years, because that would go right back to the White House. So that's the basic storyline, and of course they're going to push back in any way they can because the country gets it. This is a tale as old as time. This is a story as old as the hills. Politician is doing certain things that benefit his family financially, and then there's an effort to conceal it.
All right, let's go through another timeline because I think the two most damning cases are Burisma, an oil giant in Ukraine, and gas and oil giant in Ukraine, and the CEFC, the oil giant out of China. And if we start with Burisma, what do we know? And correct me if any of these dates are wrong. It became official Obama administration policy. They came to believe interagency consensus that Ukraine had made enough progress on the issue of corruption that warranted $1 billion in loan guarantees. Let's fast forward. We're still in the year 2015. In December, Joe Biden gets a call from his son, Hunter, and two Burisma executives. This is around the time that they were panicked and they desperately needed D.C. help. Now, D.C. help certainly couldn't come from Hunter. That would have to come from Joe. 5 days after that phone call with Burisma execs and Hunter, Joe goes to give the $1 billion in loan guarantees. And that's when he famously bragged that, I gave him 6 hours to fire the prosecutor. Son of a B, they did it. We also learned that Hunter had no experience in Ukraine, oil, gas, or energy. And that as a result of Joe's decision, Hunter continued to get paid. Now, is that bribery?
Well, that's what I think it certainly looks like, Sean. I always say that it's four facts. Hunter Biden gets put on the board of Burisma. Fact two, he's not qualified to be on the board. Fact three is what you just pointed out. The Burisma executives on December 4th, 2015 say, hey, we need you to take some action. We need you to do something. We're under a lot of pressure. Can you help relieve that? He immediately then calls his dad. This is Devin Archer in his testimony. What does he do next? He calls his dad. He calls his dad. 5 days later, his dad is in Ukraine and starts the process, gives the speech, goes after the prosecutor, gets the prosecutor fired, and threatens and says, I will hold up the money that had already been approved by the Interagency Policy Committee, had been approved by the State Department. They'd already said, go ahead with it. European Union said, go. They were for this as well, said the prosecutor was doing a good job. He holds that up to get this prosecutor fired at the request of the very people Hunter Biden's getting paid millions of dollars for.
And he's on TV bragging about it. We're going to hold Jim Jordan over, or I have a couple more questions. He's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. I mean, this is now hitting critical mass, and I don't see how the Bidens get out of this. We'll explain that on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We'll get to your calls as well as we continue.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them two 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help.
and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds, and you know what? You might be saving 5 lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now, you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Five to the top of the hour. Congressman Jim Jordan continues with us in a second. Quick reminder, Phoenix Capital Group would like you to sign up for their free educational webinar today. You can go to phoenixonhannity.com. And right now they are connecting private investors like you with investments in tangible oil and gas assets, mostly on the state level, but they'll explain all of that to you. And currently now those investing in these high yield corporate bonds are gaining and yielding 9 to 13% annual interest with monthly payments, multiple options, different rates and different terms you can choose from. And anyway, you can sign up for their free educational webinar right now. Just go to phoenixonhannity.com. And as always, before making any investment decision, you must always carefully consider and review any and all risk involved. Learn how you can diversify your portfolio, now yielding 9 to 13% annual interest with the Phoenix Capital Group. Take their free educational webinar, do your due diligence, and just go to phoenixonhannity.com to sign up. All right, we continue with the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, who is with us. All right, so we just went over the Burisma example. Let me go to the other example, and I want to highlight something that is very important, and that is in the process of this story unfolding, there was a moment when Hunter Biden went on Good Morning America, and he said on Good Morning America that he had, you know, absolutely no, that he had absolutely, he said on Good Morning America that he had absolutely no experience in energy, oil, gas, Ukraine. And, you know, it was pretty shocking. And then one has to ask, go, how are you making all of this money sitting on a board in Burisma? And then we discover later, and I'll get this to this next question in a second with Jim Jordan, then he's making money doing oil deals with the biggest oil and gas giant in China connected to the Chinese government. But this is what Hunter said on Good Morning America.
There's been a lot of misinformation about me, not about my dad. Nobody buys that, but it buys this idea that I was unqualified to be on the board.
What were your qualifications to be on the board of Burisma?
Well, I was vice chairman of the board of Amtrak for 5 years. I was the chairman of the board of the UN World Food Program. I was a lawyer for Boies Schiller Flexner, one of the most prestigious law firms in the world.
You didn't have any extensive knowledge about natural gas or Ukraine itself, though.
No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else that was on the board, if not more.
In the list that you gave me of the reasons why you're on that board, you did not list the fact that you were the son of the vice president.
Of course, yeah. No.
What role do you think that played?
I think that it is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the vice president of the United States.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Now, let's go to the WhatsApp message issue. This is with the Chinese oil conglomerate, the CEFC. Congressman Jordan, correct me if I'm wrong, but that WhatsApp message directly implicates Hunter and his father. I am sitting here with my father, and they're both mad that the CEFC did not keep their commitment to them. And then he goes through a long list between everybody that my father knows and my ability to hold the grudge. You are going to regret not keeping your commitment. And we're waiting for your call. My father and I are waiting for your call right now. Well, 5 days later, James Comer confirmed it again last night. $5 million was sent to one of these shell corporation accounts of the Bidens. Now, he doesn't have any experience in this field. Why on earth would they be paying him or Joe or grandchildren or any one of 10 different Biden family members this massive amount of money? Why would they be paying them when you don't have experience? I'd love that job. Pay me that money. I'd love $10 million. I'd love to get paid millions with no experience.
Yeah, I mean, he got it because he said why he got it. He got it because of his last name. And here, and what's more, his business partner confirmed that in his deposition under oath in front of us a few months back.
You're talking about Devin Archer. What did he confirm to you?
He said they were selling the brand. And who is the brand? What is the brand? The brand is Joe Biden. And then you have the WhatsApp messages you just brought up, Sean. The brand is sitting right beside the guy on the phone. He's sitting beside him because the guy on the phone, Hunter Biden, says, "The guy sitting beside me is between the two of us. We're going to make life tough for you," and I'm paraphrasing, but they go through that WhatsApp message. So that is the brand. That is what was always for sale. That is that politician providing access, it looks like, taking actions based on what happened with Burisma and the prosecutor general in Ukraine so that his family benefits financially. And we asked Jonathan Turley this under oath in a hearing 2 months back. We said, is a benefit to your family a benefit to you? And he said, of course it is, particularly when you're an older person and you're looking to make sure your family, trying to help your family have the resources for their kids, their grandkids. That is exactly. So, of course, it's a benefit there. That is what's going on here, it seems to me, based on the evidence we've uncovered.
Now, remember, in the Judiciary Committee, you are asking a very important question, whether or not we have a two-tier justice system. You're asking other questions, whether or not the Biden family was protected by the Department of Justice. You're asking, other important questions about the weaponization of justice in America. Now, let me go back to the testimony that you just referred to, and that's Devin Archer, because correct me if I'm wrong, he testified that Joe Biden had called into at least 20 meetings with Hunter being there and their foreign business partners. Now, that directly contradicts what Joe Biden has said both as a candidate and as a president when he repeated it often. He said this.
Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings? Yes, I stand by that statement.
How involved were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there?
The only thing they can do is make up things about my family. It's not going to go very far.
There's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them talking business. Is that what?
I never talked business in any way. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
Well, why is that a lousy question?
Because it's not true.
So I ask you, Jim Jordan, did Joe Biden as a candidate and as a president flat out lie when he said he never spoke to his son, brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business dealings?
Of course, the facts show that all those things were not accurate. He said time and time again, I didn't have no. We know he was at dinners. We know he was at meetings. He was at a dinner for several hours with the wealthiest lady in Russia, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow.
Elena Baturina is her name, and that's at the Cafe Milano, a Russian oligarch, correct?
So, yes.
And by the way, didn't that Russian oligarch that Joe had dinner with, didn't she invest $3.5 billion give $3.5 million to the Biden family and over $100 million, according to Devin Archer, invested in their real estate ventures?
Yeah, and more importantly, she never wound up on any sanction list either. So, yes, that's another example where it looks like money came in. Joe Biden had contact, which goes directly against what he said to the press numerous times, including Peter Ducey there, your last clip you played. And then there's action that happens or doesn't happen. In this case, no sanctions are imposed on this individual.
Unbelievable. Tell me what else is weaponized, whether or not we have a two-tier system of justice where Republicans are treated one way, if your last name is Trump, for example, versus your last name being Clinton or Biden.
I was just going to say, Sean, I think that's obvious based on what the whistleblowers brought forward. They said they've never seen an investigation done this way. They've never seen it slow walk like this. They've never seen the statute of limitations lapse when you had that kind of tax liability that Hunter Biden had for those tax years when he was receiving the income from Burisma and other sources as well in those tax years. So you have all that. And then you have the multiple times the story changed from David Weiss, the multiple times the story has changed from the White House on what involvement Joe Biden may or may not have had. So I do think that you see this different standard, one set of rules for us regular guys, one set of rules if your last name is Trump and you're a conservative Republican like President Trump, and a different set if your name is Clinton, Biden, Comey, those names.
How do you see any way that the Biden family gets away with all of this in light of all the information uncovered by your committee, by the Oversight Committee, and by the Ways and Means Committee? Is there any way possible that they escape justice here?
Well, I mean, our job is to get the facts out there, to propose legislative solutions, to limit how tax dollars are spent. That's what we can do in the legislative branch. And if we get to the point where we think this warrants going to articles of impeachment, there's that response as well from the legislative branch.
Can we assume for a second everything we have now discussed in the last 30 minutes on this program are true? Does that not meet the threshold for bribery, high crimes, misdemeanors?
Well, again, I want a complete investigation. I want to have it all in front of us before that decision is made. What I've said all along is this is a decision that the entire Republican conference has to make. As a unit, I think we have to make that. I think we have to remain consistent to the Constitution. We have to do this in a deliberate way, unlike what the Democrats did to President Trump in 2019, where I was on the other side, defending President Trump from ridiculous stuff they did. And, oh, by the way, that all dealt with supposedly holding up money for Ukraine based on one phone call. That was fine. I've got the transcript. You've looked at the transcript of that phone call.
I almost have it memorized.
Yeah, they impeached him for that. And here we have what happened with Burisma, Joe Biden. And there was a Washington Post story back in September that said when they got on the plane, when Joe Biden got on the plane on December 7th, flew over there and gave that speech on December 9th, 2015, just 5 days after his son had asked him to weigh in and relieve the pressure that Burisma was under. When he did that on the flight over, Joe Biden called an audible. And he said, because the whole State Department, everyone was saying the money should go to Ukraine, the $1 billion, the loan should go there. Joe Biden decided, no, I'm going to threaten that money. I'm going to use that as leverage to get this guy fired, which seems to me to be exactly what his son asked him to do when he picked up the phone and called him after he got the request from the Burisma executive. That is what happened, it looks like to me, and that is exactly what they accused President Trump of doing when he didn't do it.
All right, quick break, right back. We'll continue with Jim Jordan. He has agreed to stay longer with us, more with him on the other side. We continue now with the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, our final moments with Jim Jordan. The last question. One thing I would argue that Hunter Biden has going for him, he does have a very good lawyer, and that lawyer was able to get Robert Menendez off in his first trial in New Jersey. I think he's representing him again. This is the same lawyer that got John Edwards an acquittal. I think a hung jury in his case. One was acquittal, I believe. In his case, his name is Abby Lowell. He's a serious attorney. That seems to be the one thing working in his favor. But I would imagine facts become very difficult things for lawyers, don't they?
They sure do. And that's our job, is to uncover the facts. And it's why there are more subpoenas going out today of people we want to talk to that we think are important. We want to talk to Eric Sherwin, one of Hunter Biden's business partners.
By the way, isn't Eric Sherwin the guy that Hunter would email with because he was in charge of finances and ask questions about which account he should use to pay for his father's home repairs?
Yep. And I want to talk to this Kevin Morris, this guy who just came out of nowhere and says, I'm going to pay Hunter Biden tax. I'm going to talk to this guy. So there's a number of other people. We want to talk to some of the people who bought the art and dealt with Hunter Biden's art. How did that all play out? How did that all work? So there are key folks that we do want to talk to that we will, Chairman Comer will be issuing subpoenas on here, I think, soon.
I think this is now, though, hitting critical mass. It's hitting ahead here. And, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, you see this judge in New York clinging to this idiotic valuation of Mar-a-Lago at $18 million in spite of all the evidence to the contrary. I mean, I put up on the screen on television, Congressman, a 2-acre plot of land, just dirt, nothing on it, for $200 million. Oceanfront property in Palm Beach. There's over 20 acres at Mar-a-Lago. You have the intercoastal and you have the beach, the ocean, and you have a club, and it's a historic building, and it's got 50 some odd bedrooms and 30 some odd bathrooms and every amenity you could ever want or imagine. Why would the judge cling to an $18 million valuation? How is that fair? Do you think Donald Trump can get fair trials in New York, in D.C., in Fulton County, Georgia? Because I don't think he can.
Now, when you stand up to the swamp, they come after you. They got this crazy 14th Amendment case in Colorado. They got the civil cases in New York. They got the state case in Atlanta, which is baloney. We know how baloney that was because we learned after she indicted 19 people and President Trump. He was thinking about, she actually literally contemplated indicting three United States senators, including Lindsey Graham, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee. And then you got Jack Smith in both Miami and in D.C. Like, of course they're out to get presidential. I mean, the idea that Mar-a-Lago is only worth that. You've been there. I've been there.
Okay, so now all of these issues happened years ago, but they're going to have the trial in an election year. And I think if the president is going to have any shot at real justice and fairness, that would be on appeal. But any appeal is likely to be after the election. Is it time for that?
It's all part of their campaign. When is the Jack Smith trial in D.C.? I think it's slated to start early March. That's right.
It's supposed to start the day before Super Tuesday.
Yes, exactly. But here's the good news. And you know this because you talk to these people every day, to these great Americans every day who listen to your radio, listen to you on Fox at night. The American people get it. They know what's going on. They know that's why when President Trump does a rally like he did last night, everybody shows up. I mean, the country gets that they are out to get him, just like they were out to get John Hannity, just like they've come after me, just like they wanted to censor your posts and tweets. That's what the country understands. What is happening, and that's why I think one of the reasons President Trump is going to win in what now is a little less than a year.
Jim Jordan, Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, I know you've been very generous with your time, Congressman. Thank you. We appreciate it. This is very comprehensive, and I think it brings everybody up to speed with where things are. This is really, really getting to a critical mass here. 800-941-SEAN is a number. You want to be a part of the program. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.